Squeaky lead superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are? Squeaky lead superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are?
It's showtime with Ricky Lee. Thank you for listening in on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. I'm your host, the patron saint of glitter and light, Ricky Lee Travolta. Each week on this show, we explore a different stage, film, or television musical. But once the show is done, we rarely go back and revisit the same material. To stir things up a bit, I thought we'd listen to songs from some of Broadway's recent hits. I'm going to start off the show with a number from Dear Evan Hansen. I love the music to Dear Evan Hansen. It won a Tony Award for Best Musical and was directed by one of my favorite directors, Michael Grieve. The story is about a high school student named Evan Hansen who writes letters to himself to build his self-confidence. When another student at Evan's high school commits suicide, a letter by Evan Hansen is mistaken as the other student's farewell letter, propelling Evan into the spotlight as the supposed friend of the dead student. Here's the song, For Forever.
End of May or early June, this picture-perfect afternoon we share. Drive the winding country road, grab a scoop at a la mode, and then we're there. An open field that's framed with trees, we pick a spot and shoot the breeze like buddies do. Quoting songs by our favorite bands, telling jokes no one understands except us two. And we talk and take in the view. All we see is sky for forever. We let the world pass by for forever. Feels like we could go on for forever this way. Two friends on a perfect day. We walk a while and talk about the things we'll do when we get out of school. Bike the Appalachian Trail, or write a book, or learn to sail. Wouldn't that be cool? There's nothing that we can't discuss, like girls we wish would notice us, but never do. He looks around and says to me, there's nowhere else I'd rather be, and I say, me too. And we talk and take in the view. We just talk and take in the view. All we see is sky for forever. Let the world pass by for forever. Feels like we could go on for forever this way. Friends on a perfect day. And there he goes, racing toward the tallest tree. From far across a yellow field, I hear him calling, follow me. There we go, wondering how the world might look from up so high, one foot after the other, one branch then to another. I climb higher and higher, I climb till the entire sun shines on my face. And I suddenly feel the branch give way. I'm on the ground, my arm goes numb.
I look around and I see him come to get me. He's come to get me. And everything's okay. All we see is sky. For forever we let the world pass by. For forever. Buddy, you and I, for forever this way. Friends, true friends on a perfect day.
Groundhog's Day is an event that has long interested residents of McHenry County because the film of the same name was shot in Woodstock. It's the story of a newscaster going to report on Groundhog's Day but ends up reliving the same day over and over. In 2017, a musical adaptation of the movie opened on Broadway starring Andy Carl in the role Bill Murray originated in the film. Nobody Cares is a funny song from the musical that I thought I'd share today.
I wake up hungover, I go to bed smashed, like an alcoholic hamster on one of them little wheelie things. Every evening the same, every morning the pain. I start drinking at 10, and by noon I'm not feeling things. And nobody cares what I'm talking about.
I just gone thrown up in my mouth.
Just swallow it, man. Just swallow it. Your opinions or your vomit, either way they don't want it. And I think I had a point there, but the point is it don't matter, cause it's pointless having points anyway. Cause nobody cares what I say. Nobody cares what I do. What's the point of bothering if no one else is bothered? I was born in this town, and I'm gonna die here too.
I wake with a headache, I take a piss, I often miss, I often get a little bit on the floor.
I eat a piece of toast that I found toasted in the toaster.
Then I goes to get my jacket by the rack by the back door.
And then I get into my truck.
I drive a block to Ralphie's shop. It's always shut.
I pick him up and drives us up to Running Rock.
And shoot some cans and crack some cans and shoot the breeze about the weather or a sports team or a car. And after that, the bar.
Nobody cares what I say. Nobody cares
what I do.
What's the point of bothering if no one else is bothered? I was born in this town, and I'm gonna die here too.
For whose sake am I making all this effort?
though arguably not for that tree.
I think I pooped my dungaree.
No consequence at all.
Like Groundhog's Day, Catch Me If You Can is a musical based on a popular film. The true story follows a teenager who passes himself off as a teacher, a doctor, a lawyer, and an airline pilot, all while amassing a fortune from forged checks. The 2002 film starred Leonardo DiCaprio as the central figure, Frank Abagnale Jr. On Broadway, the role was first played by Aaron Tveit in 2011. I love Tveit in this role. Let's explore Catch Me If You Can with the opening number, Live in Living Color.
Let me take you for a ride. Yes, I'm live in living color. So sit back and let me be your TV guide. I got a story I'd like to tell, but I'm gonna need help to tell it well. I got a story about fame and money, and it's got more curves than a Playboy bunny. I wanna live, not just survive. I wanna tell my story live in living color. There's something special's up tonight. Yes, I'm
live in living color.
It's got more moves than a go-go dancer. I got a story that's fast and slick. It's got more twists than a peppermint stick.
You are listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. This week, we are visiting with songs from recent Broadway productions. Based on the Nickelodeon animated series, SpongeBob SquarePants the Musical premiered on Broadway in December 2017. I dreaded having to listen to this musical for the first time. I just couldn't imagine that people portraying cartoons would be very interesting. But the music is awesome and totally makes the story move forward. The producers actually did something very unique with the musicals, farming out songwriting duties to different writers for each song. Songwriters include David Bowie, The Plain White Tees, Cyndi Lauper, John Legend, Steven Tyler and Joe Perry, The Flaming Lips, and Panic at the Disco. The song I've chosen to share from SpongeBob SquarePants the Musical is Bikini Bottom Day, which introduces us to the characters and plot.
Ah, good morning, world, and all who inhabit it. Jump out of bed, mix up a breakfast for my favorite pet snail. Full steam ahead, the SS I am ready is about to set sail. This cat day couldn't get much better, but it keeps on trying. Yeah, I'm on my way. Somewhere there's a Krabby Patty that needs frying. And who's the lucky sponge in the mirror who is living his dream? Who's always extra careful with his dental hygiene? Gary, it's me. Happy just to be here in the world renowned Bikini Bottom. How I love this. Patrick.
Is it morning already?
It sure is, and I'm singing an opening number.
Ooh, I want a verse. I missed a snack. This busy schedule makes it hard to be me. To stay on track, now I'll have to eat it while I'm watching TV. There might not be time for
Two, please keep it down.
Good morning, Squidward.
Another day, another migraine. When I want some quiet, there's nowhere to go. A sensitive artiste can't get a moment's peace with these two idiots in stereo. They never go away. Typical Bikini Bottom day.
We now follow SpongeBob past the tree, though. Home to Sandy Cheeks the squirrel, hard at work on her latest invention.
Boy, howdy, that was close. It's just a little smoke, a minor setback. A few more hours at most, and I'll be done with this here brand new jetpack. And then this Texas squirrel, this country girl, will spread her wings and fly. Her bushy tail.
Off to work at the Krusty Krab.
Ah, yes. Bikini Bottom's most popular dining establishment. Home to the Krabby Patty. Owned and operated by Mr. Eugene Krabs. And across town, the least popular restaurant. The Chum Bucket. Run by Sheldon J. Plankton. Two arch nemesis locked in a fast food cold war.
Winds from the west, everywhere you look, the skies are clear and sunny. Good weather's best when you're in the mood to make a ton of money.
Laugh while you can until the day you laugh no more forever. I've got a plan, and I went to college, so you know it's clever.
They say that money doesn't matter if you love your work. Ha! Who would say that? Probably some penniless jerk.
Soon the day will come when they'll all love Chum. It's just a matter of time.
Bikini Bottom.
Till I get them in line.
Bikini Bottom. And the
Waitress is a Broadway musical based on a 2007 film of the same name. The stage rights were purchased in 2007, and the creative team was assembled in 2013. It premiered on Broadway in 2016. The story is about a waitress who is looking to exit an abusive relationship and sees a pie-baking contest as her ticket out. Here's the song, Everything Changes.
Today's a day like any other. but I'm changed. I am a mother of in an instant, and who I was has disappeared. It doesn't matter, now you're here, so innocent. I was lost for you to find, and now I'm yours, and you are mine. Two tiny hands, a pair of eyes, and unsung melody is mine for safekeeping, and I will guard it with my life, adding the moon for it to shine on her sleeping, starting here and starting now. I can feel the heart of how everything changes.
Spider-Man, Turn Off the Dark brought superheroes to Broadway, featuring music by Bono and The Edge of U2 fame. This will be our last song of the day. I hope you've enjoyed this montage of music from recent Broadway hits. Please join me next week for another episode of It's Showtime with Ricky Lee. Here's Bouncing Off the Walls.